Access, 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen, and Park Tech is a interview program where we talk about the great things happening in the Bismarck and Mandan Park districts. And my guest today is Kelly Churchill from the Mandan Park District. She's a marketing specialist. So, Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, first question is, what exactly do you do as a marketing specialist?
Well, that's a pretty broad question. Marketing specialist, we do anything from communicating internally and externally, in charge of the news releases, flyers, brochures, any printed material. So broad range.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of the thing with most communications departments anywhere is that you kind of do a lot of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And no different certainly within the park district. So there's a lot going on even as we get colder going in, and you being someone who communicates everything that's going on, you know a lot about it. So we're going to bounce all over the place today in this interview, just because that's kind of where your expertise is. So the holiday season is here. That's kind of an inevitable fact of time. What kind of specials do the Mandan Park District offer coming into the holiday season?
The biggest and the most popular one is with the Raging Rivers Water Park. We offer our annual Black Friday sale, and that starts on Black Friday, so that's November 29th. We really encourage people to purchase these passes online. And again, November 29th through December 1st, so that's Sunday, and Raging River season passes are $85. So normally they're $140, so with the $85 mark, you'd only need to actually go to the water park six times for that pass to be paid for.
So where do people go to purchase it? Is there a specific place on the website?
Yep. So it's RagingRiversWaterPark.com, and you'll click on season passes, which is located in the upper left-hand corner, and you just process through like any other transaction online.
And when is the season for Raging Rivers? I know summer is the easy answer, but is there a specific time that you can point to?
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly, but we usually aim for the Friday after Memorial Day. And then, of course, pending weather and seasonal staff for usually an August closing date.
So we're talking about Raging Rivers, and it's obviously one of the biggest things in the Mandan Park District, one of the first mm-hmm. people that people think of, and one of the first things that people see as they're driving into Mandan, too. So that you do a food drive with Raging Rivers.
Yes.
And can you explain what that is, first of all?
Yep. This is, again, an annual event. It's on December 16th through the 18th. So we call it our Give Twice special, where we partner with Aid Incorporated, and patrons can bring in a non-perishable food item, and then they get half off their Raging Rivers day pass. So again, the Black Friday sale is season passes, and then this special is day passes. So half off is $7.50 per ticket. So that's kind of where we go back to the give twice. You can give a non-perishable food item, and then you can give that day pass.
So how long has this been going on, and how has it changed since day one?
I believe this is our fourth year, and it continues to grow every year. We have people already messaging us on Facebook asking about this special. So we're excited for this season and excited to see how many non-perishable food items we can bring in.
Do you keep track of how much you bring in from year to year? Has it gone up or stayed steady? What's the numbers been like?
We do. Aid Incorporated has a scale, so we always weigh it. And gosh, I don't know the exact number, but it continues to increase each year.
Always a good thing. So this is Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. My guest today is Kelly Churchill with the Mandan Park District. She's a marketing specialist. So if people didn't know already through listening to Park Talk, they've learned that park districts are much more than just the outdoors, the pools, the outdoor parks. There's facilities to it as well. So what is available for people indoors as temperatures continue to drop?
Yeah. Well, with registrations, we have registrations going on right now for men's basketball, and then that's adult. And then November 18th, we start up for adult winter league for volleyball with registration, and that we also have a winter days volleyball tournament in January, so something to think about. Other indoor facilities we have are the aquatic center, so we have open swim. Anyone's welcome to come and participate in that. You don't need a membership. We have open gyms starting at the All Seasons Arena on December 1st. Those are usually on Sundays, sporadically throughout December 1st through March.
So when do registrations typically start? So said winter volleyball season is coming up. Basketball registrations are happening now. So when before the season do they typically start?
It varies, but usually about a month or a month and a half before, either to register your team, and then we also have player fees as well. So encourage people to jump online and do that prior to, so it doesn't fill up.
Does someone need to already have a team if they're going to register? Could you register as an individual and then find a team later? How does that work?
There are some people, especially newer people to town, or maybe you have a couple people for a team, where they can call in and let the recreation specialist know that that's their situation, and then we handle it kind of on a case-by-case basis.
So you don't have to have a team. You can go in and you'll possibly be able to find a team if someone needs it.
Can't guarantee it, but... Sure. So you had the option of calling in and letting the recreation specialist know.
So I want to go back to the food drive and then also the Black Friday special for Raging Rivers. Because like I said, Raging Rivers is a major thing that happens in the Mandan Park District. It's obviously not the only thing, but it is a big thing. So one more time, when does the food drive start and what is the purpose of it again? Just to kind of reiterate things.
Yeah, it's December 16th through the 18th. So with the food drive, of course, you'll have to come into the Raging Rivers office during office hours, bring a non-perishable food item. With one non-perishable food item, you get one day pass for $7.50.
So you get a day pass and you give some food. Great causes all around, and you could... Do whatever you want with that day pass. You can give it to someone else if you want.
Yeah, or keep it for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good gift either way. And then one more time, there's a Black Friday special for season passes at Raging Rivers that you'll be doing,
right? Yes, that starts November 29th through December 1st. And again, that's $85. And we encourage people to purchase those online. Another thing with just the holiday season are gift cards. We recently started selling gift cards for the Park District. So you could purchase a gift card and have it be redeemed at Raging Rivers, the golf courses, really any facility or membership or program fees.
So specifically within your department, Kelly Churchill, marketing specialist, is my guest today on Park Talk on Radio Access. Specifically within the marketing department, is there kind of a time where things pick up for you? Or is it pretty steady year-round?
For the most part, it's steady year-round. More of the recreation side gets busier during the summer, but during the winter months, we have our annual report and strategic plan and things to work on. So I'm lucky, I guess, that my job's a little steady.
Yeah, it's not something that people think of when they think of a park district. Obviously, parks, pools, all of that is what people think of, but there is a very important aspect of communicating all of the information to people because there's a lot of new stuff that happens within the park district all the time.
Yep.
So Kelly Churchill, marketing specialist for the Mandan Park District, is my guest today here on Park Talk. My name is Josh Haugen. Is there anything we've missed? That's it for my questions that I had written down. So is there anything we've missed that you want to get out before we close here?
Yeah. So our annual Santascade is on December 8th. That's at the Starion Sports Complex in the Cadillac Rink. And what that is for anyone that hasn't participated in that, Santa comes and visits the kids while skating. And then this year we'll be showcasing the Grinch. So it's a fun event, gets you excited for the holidays. So I encourage you to come out. That's $5 per person.
Okay. Well, Kelly Churchill, marketing specialist with the Mandan Park District, I appreciate you taking the time and coming in to talk about Mandan Parks.
Thanks, Josh.
So that was Park Talk here on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. If you'd like any more information on anything we talked about today, you can go to mandanparks.com or call their office at 701-751-6161. Again, 751-6161. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, or you can listen to podcasts online at radioaccess.org. Go to the podcast tab and you'll find them all right there. Thank you for listening to this episode of Park Talk.